I know this place. It's so peaceful. Who? Jane? Jane! Hey! Wait! Jane! Where did you go? I thought we were on this trip together, and then you disappeared. Where did you go? If you wanted to come down to the shore, you should have told me first.
I'm not supposed to speak with you.
What? What do you mean? Jane, it's me. Where are we? Hey, I was talking.
You're going to get cold.
Well, you too then. Wait, slow down. Where are we? Where are you going? We need to go home. We have to get these photos to Michael by Wednesday. Hey, Jean. Jean, wait. What is that? Let's go check it out. Come on, this way.
I can't go that way.
This is beautiful. We need to get our cameras and come back here. Look at these cliffs. Jean, you need to see this. Come in here.
I can't go that way.
Wait there. Don't move. I'll go take a look and come right back. Just stay there. Maybe put your shoes back on. It's getting cold. This is gorgeous. Jane, stop being so obstinate. You have to come in here. You're even taller than me, so it'll be easier. It's wonderful. But mind the ice.
I can't go home.
What? Jean, there's a door in here. Someone carved a door into the cliff. Jean, come on. You have to see this. Damn, it's cold. Jean, you need to get in here. You'll love it when you see it. Whoa!
It's changing.
Who?
I can't go that way.
The White Vault, Gossok.
Effie, hey, it was just a dream.
Dream?
You okay?
A dream. Right.
Did you see Jean?
How could you tell?
You look sad. It might have been a nightmare, but at least he was there.
Yeah. He was. I was on a rocky beach and found this amazing little fjord in a cliff. Just the kind of place he would want to take photos. Sorry, you don't need to hear this.
It's okay. I don't mind. This is all really stressful, and you've helped us so much. I had a friend in high school, Webb, and one day he just stopped showing up. We thought for a while he might have driven to Toronto or Vancouver to run away or something. His home life was shit. Turns out he'd driven into the lake, drowned down there. I dreamt about him for about 2 years after that. Scary and sad every time. Don't feel bad about it. It just means you love him, even when he's not around.
Thanks. What time is it?
Not really sure. I think it's well into the morning, but the sun's not up. Outside's pretty light, though, since the snow's covered everything. Sorry, you didn't sleep well.
Except for the dream, I think I slept like a log. Yesterday was just very draining, physically and emotionally. When I was done talking with Adele last night, I was out pretty fast.
What did you talk to Adele about?
Nothing, really. She was just feeling nervous, a little on edge, so we talked until she calmed down. I told her that it's only natural to worry, given everything. Even I'm worrying.
And grieving. I'm so sorry we keep imposing on you. You've already done a lot for us.
I want to make sure you get out of this safely. I'm sure Jean would want that too. It feels like that's all I have the power left to do. Where's Adele?
She's changing in the bathroom.
How's your leg feel today?
Honestly, it feels worse now than it did before. A lot more sore. Maybe because I got some rest and I can feel the pain more now?
It can work like that. Sorry to hear it, though. And Adele's foot?
Better. Sleeping with my feet near the fire last night helped dry my foot. Both feet. And the socks. Anyway, it's better. Hurts less. Skin's gross, though. I think a lot of the skin will end up peeling like a blister.
That's gross.
I know.
Has anyone seen Jason this morning?
No, not yet. But I just got up a couple minutes before Mika.
And I got up a couple minutes before you. While I know where the food is, I didn't want to just start eating all his food without asking. Feels rude. He must have come back at some point in the night, though. The fire was still burning this morning and the soup pot got cleaned.
I put a few sticks on the fire in the middle of the night, but I don't think it was enough to keep it alive the whole time.
I'll go check on him. Maybe just start boiling water? Whether it's a breakfast or just coffee, we'll need hot water.
That I can do.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Sorry, didn't mean to startle anyone. Just, cold. Is everyone awake? Should I make some breakfast?
That would be great. Thanks, I'm very hungry.
I'll help cook. Do you have coffee?
Are instant coffee packets okay?
I will take what I can get. Iffy? Iffy?
Yeah, please. Sorry. Just remembered something. Excuse me.
Is she okay?
No, she lost someone close to her. She doesn't have to be okay.
How does apple and cinnamon oatmeal sound? We'll have to pat it out with extra plain oats, so it won't have much flavor. But we'll have enough to feed all of us.
Perfect. Yes, please, and thank you.
Come on. That one in there.
We'll need more firewood today.
That looks about right. Okay.
You look worried, Jason.
I am. Lewis slept most of the night, but when he did wake up, he had a lot to say. He's really holding on to his story about S being pulled up into the trees. Usually, if someone is lying, their story will have holes in it. Or they'll get some of their fake facts all mixed up. But his story never varies. He said some upsetting stuff.
Tell me. But should we have Adele leave first?
I'm not going anywhere. I deserve to know what's happening. What'd he say?
He kept saying we need to watch the woods. He was so adamant about it. He's sure that whatever took S, it's going to come after him. I asked him again, but he said it wasn't a bear or a moose or anything that he could describe.
Does he think it's coming for just him or us too? If we believe him.
I believe him. I do. I know I don't have the history with him that you both have, but I can't be clear about how determined he is to avoid that thing in the woods. He doesn't mind being tied up so long as it's in the middle of the room. He actually begged me to repair the boarded windows except the one facing the woods so he could keep an eye on the trees.
He and S were always drinking. Beer, beer, more beer. They were probably drunk when they came looking for us, and when they killed Jean. Louis doesn't know what he saw. It's probably just a moose. Maybe a white moose.
I don't doubt he's confused. But he said something took S into the sky.
An adult moose could fling a man up into the sky. We don't need to waste time worrying about this. S is gone. Great. Louis is tied up. Great. Coffee is nearly ready. Even greater.
Should we send someone back over to watch him?
He's asleep, at least for now. He was up a lot during the night. I'll bring him something for breakfast or lunch later.
And you? Did you get any sleep?
A little. I'm a bit tired. But more than that, I'm hungry.
Damn it! It's just the wind!
Stop! Look! Where? What the... That's not real. It's like an optical illusion. What happened?
The wind blew the shutter open, but look. How could that be an illusion?
I don't know. The snow? The white? It all makes it look closer because it all looks the same.
Mika, just look. It's closer. Way closer. The trees are like, I don't know, 200 meters away? Now even I could throw something at them.
They're closer. They have to be. I walked that way before the storm to hunt. This doesn't make any sense. Ah, the old mill. Just close the shutter. The heat is escaping. We still need to get more firewood.
Go make the coffee. I'll close it up.
What? Why is no one saying anything? We can't just ignore that.
Yesterday, we were all tired. We don't know what we saw. We can't trust what we thought we might have seen when running for our lives or trudging through the storm. The snow, the wind, the exhaustion. That's a better explanation than, holy shit, the trees moved.
But Jason said it too. Jason?
I don't have an answer. I'm tired. I've only been that way to hunt. So maybe only twice?
Mika!
I don't remember how it looked yesterday. Everyone's having coffee? Yeah, okay. Adele, I know we're stressed, but trees don't move.
They're closer! They are!
They're stressed. Me too. But we'll get home soon.
But it's not just the trees. Last night, when you and Iffy were asleep, I saw a light out the door.
The door isn't even the same direction as the woods.
I'm not saying they were the same. I'm saying there's a lot of weird stuff happening out there.
Then we need to get answers. Let's start with an easy one. Hey, Jason? Was there a light last night?
What kind of light?
After Iffy got here, and they'd gone to sleep, there was a really bright light that shone in through the cracks in the direction of the door.
What's over that way?
Just straight forward out the door? The lake.
Oatmeal's ready. Sorry for the weak flavoring, but we have salt. That way is, yeah, the lake. It might just have been my flashlight from when I stepped outside to heed the call of nature. The snow is really good at refracting light. And with this much snow in the air, even a little bit of light can spread. The clouds cleared up for a bit, even moonlight very bright and reflecting off snow. Though, I don't know if the moon's even out right now.
See? Simple. The light was Jason taking a shit.
Hey, I never said that.
Yeah, okay, but the trees...
are where they were yesterday. We were just too tired to notice. Come on, bring your coffee and oatmeal. I'll put a fresh dressing on your foot, and you can help me with my leg. Let's focus on what we can actually do.
Fine.
Mmm. bestest part of stuff's tasted.
Mika works at a cafe. Don't know if that helps, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
You get enough sleep?
Yeah. Almost through the night. Just a few nightmares.
Your friend? The one you lost?
Yeah.
Was he a good guy?
No contest. Best out there. Way, way better than me. What?
Nothing. Sorry. So tell me about him, if you want.
I would, but I can't. I need to push it away. Before I can think about it, I need to get them home.
Really? Ignoring it all? It's not gonna go away.
But if we get them home, it wasn't for nothing. Like Mika said, I have to focus on what I can actually do. What I still have some chance to change. But do I go and get him?
What do you mean?
Do I leave him out there? Or do I go and get him? He's at a blind we used a few times in the last few years. Even Lewis said that's where they left him. If he's out there too long...
No, don't go to get him. Not in this storm. It's not safe. I'm sure the last thing he would want is you dying out there. Once the rescue gets here and the storm dies down, there'll be time to get him back. Properly.
What are the plans for today? Have you heard anything from the sat phone?
I plan on sleeping, at least for a few hours. And no, still nothing from the sat phone. But the storm is terrible, and we knew this already. At some point, I need to go out and collect more firewood. Most of it for here, and a bit for the small fire I made for Lewis. I shouldn't be drinking this. But before I get some sleep, I'll go give Lewis some breakfast. None of you should have to deal with him.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'll go give him something to eat now. Take the last of the firewood from the porch with me. If you all don't mind, could you collect more today? You don't need to go near Lewis. There are a lot of other old buildings to salvage junk from. Just, be careful. Some of the wood's pretty rotted.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool. Thanks. Back in a bit.
How did this happen?
All wrapped up?
Yeah.
You know, Jason said the coffee was the best he's ever had from the instant he brought.
Really? That's nice. Really no way for it to be good or bad, so I have no idea why. Where'd he go?
He's bringing some firewood and food over to Lewis. He needs to sleep, so he asked if we could go out and collect some firewood from the neighboring buildings today.
Sure. There's nothing else to do.
I feel like I heard that sound in my dreams.
Big ice disks like that are a pretty rare phenomenon. We should go take a look at it while we're here. Might be the only time we ever see one.
We'll need to stay away from the edge of the lake. Especially in this storm, it's too difficult to determine the thickness of the ice or where it starts.
And an ice bath doesn't sound too appealing.
Well, I need something to do, so a bit of exploration sounds great.
Safe exploration.
Someone save me. There are two of her now.
You would be so lucky. Come on, let's go get some of that firewood before it gets any colder in here.
Oh, no, not you. You stay here. If you have any fractures, you don't get to go walking around anymore. Stay here and keep the fire alive. When Jason comes back, see if he needs anything else done.
I'd really rather go.
Mika, I'll be fine. We're not going far. We'll be back in a... at max, half an hour.
But...
half an hour. He said the lake was this way.
Yeah, follow me. I saw it yesterday. It's hidden in the snow.
I'm not hiding.
What did you say?
What?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Ugh.
Stop! Don't go past me!
We can't see the whole disc because of the snow! Can't we go out a little further? The ice is really thick!
No, stop! Right here! This is as far as we know it's safe!
Yeah, fine. Whatever. There's another little hole in the ice. Over there, in the middle of the ice disc. Scared me!
Let's get the fire lit and get back to the church!
Yeah! It's cold. Let's go.
Dying, he said.
Fuck, Jesus Christ, Tryggvi, hvað ertu að gera hérna?
Sorry. Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you. Hulda wanted Helga to see Arna as soon as possible.
How did you even get in here?
Birna lent me her key. Let me help you with that. There.
Wait. So Helga is already here?
Upstairs with Arna. Just finishing up, I would think.
Hey, dear. Oh, hey, Helga. How's she doing?
Everything looks perfect. Except for the bumps and bruises, she's back to her old self.
Just what we want to hear.
Only thing is to get the cast off. But that won't be for a while still.
You're leaving already?
I have to go and check in on your great-grandmother. She's fine, but she lacks your youthful vitality. You know, as a family doctor... Of my own family, no less. There's usually not a lot for me to do. But these last few days have been a whirlwind.
Will you be back for another checkup?
Yes. Does Thursday after school work well for you?
It does. I'll walk you out. Be right back, Arna. She's really okay?
Yes, she is. But if you have a personal artifact, one for your immediate family... It might be time to gift it to Arna. I might be able to treat scrapes and cuts, yet nothing but the favor will stop something like this from happening again.
Or something worse. It may also be time to explain things.
Is that you talking, Tryggvi? Or are you speaking Hulda's words?
His or hers. We're all trying to figure out how to stop this. So consider it at least. And otherwise, be happy knowing she's home and in good health. Now, my chariot awaits.
It does. I'll tell you later. Bye, Dis.
Until Thursday.
They had those pink chips you like.
They aren't pink, they're hibiscus flavored.
Did you want anything specific with dinner?
Not really. Anything would be fine. Wait, no. Not soup. No more soup. Something filling.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Mom?
Arna. Who? What is this?
What's what?
What is this? Who put this here? Who gave this to you? Whose artifact is this?
Long day.
Long. Cold. Boring.
You don't have to stay up. I only have the one book.
I took a nap earlier, so I think I'll stay up a few more hours.
Well, there are some quippy quotes on the granola bar wrappers if you need something to do.
I think I'm fine for now. Do you ever get used to that sound?
I know I haven't, and that's why I bring the earplugs.
You knew it was gonna be here?
No, but I always sleep with earplugs, no matter where I go. There's always some kind of noise, be it natural or man-made.
Thanks for letting Adele have a pair.
She and Iffy got the last two fresh pairs. Good thing you don't need them too.
All you need is hot water. How did you mess up instant coffee so badly? It's so bitter.
It always tastes like this when I make it. I don't know how you did what you did this morning.
Oh, Adele said she saw another circle cut out in the larger ice disk. She said it looked like a fishing hole.
That's the hole I made. Nothing special about it. No fish in the lake, though, remember?
Yeah. So, what did you use it for?
Taking some water samples further from the lake edge.
Oh, maybe I am tired.
I think Trish's sleeping mat is still free.
Trish? Who?
Trish. She was on my team.
You said you were out here alone.
Well, I am now. Just a little white lie.
Why? Why lie to us?
Well, I couldn't let on that I killed them.
What?
Don't make a mess. Someone's gonna have to clean it up.
What did you do?
I actually make pretty good coffee. Even the instant stuff. It's just the phenobarbital tastes so bitter.
But...
The White Vault. Goshawk. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Co-created, produced, and directed with sound design by Travis Fengroff. With script editing by W.K. Stats. Associate producer Shion Francois. Edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson. Dialogue editing and assistance by Finner Nielsen. And executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Pumpkin. Starring Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdottir, Marcy Edwards, Denise Halfyard, Christian Athi Hemison, Hrafnildr Oradottir, A.R. Olivieri, Shion Francois, and Raga Gurthamansdottir. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.